Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Thank you very much indeed. If I weren't here in the studio with Todd, I would be in New Orleans partying. This week is the famous annual jazz festival. And of course, most people go to the jazz fest to hear the music. But the festival isn't just a celebration of music, it's also a celebration of food. Now, there are some amazing dishes that you might never find anywhere outside of Louisiana. Kathy Gunst is a freelance food writer and a radio producer, and she was at the Jazz Festival this weekend looking at all that great food. Good morning, Kathy. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
So, first of all, tell us, what are the sort of things that you discovered at the Jazz Festival is that people come for the music, but they also come for the food in particular?
Oh, absolutely. There's an incredible variety of food there, and not just the obvious things like jambalaya and barbecue. This is the best of the best. There's a juried group of food vendors there. In other words, you have to be the best andouille sausage maker. You have to make the best soft-shell crab po'boys. It's not just your normal, you know, festival food, hot dogs and burgers. In fact, you don't even see those there.
And the way people talk about food, you can actually imagine it. Have a listen to Andrea Taylor.
I had crawfish Monica, which is crawfish in a pasta, and it is so good. What are we going to get? The jambalaya. There's a gumbo that's real good. I had a white chocolate sauce bread pudding, and it was delicious. It's the all-day affair. You got to take your time, though. If you eat too fast, you get sick. So you got to eat some, let it go down, do a little dancing, then eat some more.
Yeah, I can picture Andrea dancing and eating there. Of course, there's New Orleans, and then you always think of gumbo. But that's too obvious, isn't it, Kathy? There's so much more.
There is so much more. In fact, what do you think the official state food is? You probably are going to guess it's something like gumbo, but you'd be wrong. It's actually a dish from the northern city of Natchitoches, Louisiana, and it's a meat pie. And I met a woman named Linda Wheat. She's been selling these meat pies at the Jazz Fest for 30 years, and they're like a pocket pie with an incredibly flaky, crisp crust, and it's filled with ground beef and three types of peppers, garlic and onions, and a lot of spices.
Let's check out Linda.
Natchitoches had several plantations, and these were pies that were made by the slaves. And they would use the leftovers from the kitchen in the big house and bring them home and make them for their family, or it actually developed into something they sold on the streets in Natchitoches.
As you talk to people about food at the Jazz Festival, we're also learning history as well. Tell me about the discovery you made about soldiers from the Second World War, or from the Korean War, I should say, and food that they brought back.
This was fascinating. I met Ms. Linda. Ms. Linda is the Yak Main lady, and she talked to me about this dish that was brought to New Orleans by the black soldiers who served in the Korean War. They brought it home with them, and it is called Yak Main. And up until recently, it was really only known in the black community. But Linda Green, Ms. Linda, she wants to really introduce this to a wider audience.
It's noodles, green onions, meat, hard-boiled egg, and the broth. The broth is the yak. They call it old soba. That's what the Korean soldiers used to do. They would be out there fighting, and they start making yak meat, and they drinking and having a good time, and they get some yak meat, and it sobers them up.
Kathy, yak main, she said meat, but she wasn't specific. Is it yak?
No, it's not yak at all. It can be any kind of meat. She uses beef. She uses pork. She even had a vegetarian version. And let me tell you, there were a lot of people at this Jazz Fest that needed some of that stuff to sober them up. A lot of partying, a lot of good music.
Kathy, we're almost out of time, but we've always got space for dessert. So tell us about a special kind of dessert that you found when you were doing your research.
Well, you find all the kind of things you might expect, like strawberry shortcake on a Creole tart and key lime tarts and banana bread pudding. But Chris Williams, she grew up in New Iberia, Louisiana, and she's been involved with Jazz Fest for about 28 years. She introduced me to a frozen treat I had never heard of.
This is called a huckabuck, and it's frozen, sugary, Kool-Aid-y kind of, almost like an Italian ice, but it's a New Orleans ice. It's sold in the neighborhoods. Usually there's somebody's grandma in the background selling them to the kids. And it's something that all the Creoles and Blacks of New Orleans grew up with.
Kathy Gunst, when you started out doing your research and collecting all that sound, how much did you weigh?
Wouldn't you like to know?
And how much do you weigh now?
There, yeah. My husband's taken to calling me Rubenesque.
And that's a great way to be. Thank you for sharing the calories with us this morning. Kathy Gunst, food writer and radio producer, bringing us the food and the taste from New Orleans Jazz Festival. Bring us your latest news headlines now. Richard Hake.
And Femi, good morning.